Hi, my name is Pat, and Jesus Christ is my Savior and my Lord, and we are preparing to hear a third teaching on the book of Acts. And as I was thinking about this chapter again, I'm back to the verse that I had touched upon a little, but it was Acts 7:54. It says, "Now when they heard these things, they were..." In the ESV, it says they were enraged and they ground their teeth. And that was in the next verse, 76 says, "But he, full of the Holy Spirit," I'm sorry, that's verse 55, "But he, full of the Holy Spirit, gazed into heaven and saw the glory of God, in Jesus standing at the right hand of God." I think about being enraged. Sometimes I can get myself in situations. I'm usually very aware. I try to be very aware of the things that I say. But I notice that sometimes, if somebody asks me to pray for them, I really try to put my heart, in that prayer. And I cannot always censor my prayers, if that makes any sense, because I'm praying. I want to pray in the Spirit. I want the Lord to speak in and through me, and I want to say that. And it sometimes it's like being on a I can watch myself from a distance, and I think to myself, I don't know if you want to say that. You don't want to pray that, because it's my old people-pleasing thing. But one of the things that I'm learning in as I'm walking with the Lord is that my life is not my own. It belongs to the Lord. Like Paul says, I love that verse. I say it a lot. Is that Galatians 2:20? I have been crucified with Christ. I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. And I have to also let go of that old life of people pleasing. I've been thinking a lot about people pleasing as we, like I said, the day's reading in John was again about Pilate. And how Pilate was such a people pleaser that he got himself manipulated by the Jewish leaders, and then he got angry, and they were playing so many different games. And so trying to please people, I have to let it go. It doesn't work anyway, but sometimes I can tell in my flesh, I want people to, I want their approval. In my family, I think I can get into that. Sometimes I think they see me as I used to be. Not just my, not just my husband and my sister-in-law, although they see me more now than when I was, they didn't know me when I was growing up. But especially I have sisters, and they kind of want to put me in a different role, and I have to not allow myself to be in that role, but to be who I am in Christ. And yet there is still a part of me that doesn't want the rejection or doesn't want the drama that can come up when I stand for Christ. But let me tell you, I want to stand for Christ, and with God's help, I do stand for Him. But it doesn't make for much popularity all the time. But God is good, and He will take care of business, when it needs to be. But let me pray. Father, I just thank you for your word and things that it brings up in my heart and my spirit. But to keep moving forward, to keep being the woman of God that you call me to be, the woman of God that Jesus died to make me. In the name of the Lord Jesus, Father, I pray. Amen.